This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent versus Kenneth L. Brock, Appellant, decided October 29, 2024 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, State of Missouri. Num ED111907, Respondent, Appeal from the Circuit Court of the City of St. Louis versus M. Honorable Brian L. Hettenbach, Kenneth L. Brock, Appellant. Filed October 29, 2024. Kenneth L. Brock appeals the judgment entered upon a jury verdict convicting him of first-degree murder. Brock argues that the trial court erred in denying his motion for judgment of acquittal at the close of all evidence because there was insufficient evidence of deliberation. The judgment is affirmed. Factual and procedural background. On July 15, 2020, Brock and his co-worker, S.G., traveled from Memphis, Tennessee to St. Louis as contractors for a moving company. While in town, they visited a bar called Biker's Corner, and S.G. invited a few local friends, including the victim, to join them there for a barbecue. Multiple attendees noticed that Brock appeared angry and irritated and was behaving erratically. Brock carried a gun in his waistband and repeatedly flashed the weapon to other partygoers throughout the evening. Numerous people told Brock to put away his weapon, and SG warned him that if he did not stop acting up, SG would send him back to Memphis on a bus. 2. One of the attendees, CL, testified that he later overheard Brock repeatedly threaten to shoot the victim. The victim asked Brock why he wanted to shoot him and said, "You just want to shoot somebody." Brock replied, "No, man, I ain't tripping." Minutes later, the victim again asked Brock why he wanted to shoot him and then turned his back to Brock. At that point, Brock pulled out his gun, took at least two steps backward, aimed the gun at the victim, and fired three times. Two of the bullets struck the victim in his right thigh. Brock immediately fled the scene without rendering aid to the victim, who bled out over time and died at a hospital. The state charged Brock with first-degree murder and armed criminal action. At trial, Brock moved for a judgment of acquittal at the close of all evidence, which the trial court denied. The jury found Brock guilty of both charges, and the trial court sentenced him to life without parole for first-degree murder and 15 years for armed criminal action. This appeal follows. Discussion. In his sole point on appeal, Brock challenges his murder conviction, arguing that the trial court erred in denying his motion for judgment of acquittal at the close of all evidence. According to Brock, the state failed to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that he was guilty of first-degree murder because there was insufficient evidence that he deliberated before causing the victim's death. We disagree. We review the denial of a motion for judgment of acquittal to determine if the state adduced sufficient evidence to make a submissible case. State versus Mills, 623 SW3D 7 Watsonteen, 724 Modart App ED 2021. Our review is limited to whether the state introduced sufficient evidence at trial for a reasonable juror to have found that each element of the offense was established beyond a reasonable doubt. State versus Bateman, 318 SW3D 681 686 87 Mo Bank 2010. This is not an assessment of whether the court believes that the evidence at trial established guilt beyond a three reasonable doubt, but rather a question of whether, in light of the evidence most favorable to the state, any rational fact finder could have found the essential elements of the crime beyond a reasonable doubt. State versus Nash, 339 SW3D 500 509 Mo Bank 2011. Quoting Bateman, 318 SW3D at 687. We accept as true all evidence favorable to the state and the reasonable inferences drawn therefrom, and we disregard all evidence and inferences to the contrary. Idors, we give great deference to the trier of fact and will not reweigh the evidence. Idors, a person commits the offense of first-degree murder if he or she knowingly causes the death of another person after deliberation upon the matter. Section 565.020.1. One deliberation is defined as cool reflection for any length of time, no matter how brief. Section 565.025. Deliberation is not a question of time. An instant is sufficient, and the reference to cool reflection does not require that the defendant be detached or disinterested. State v. Nathan, 404 SW3D 253 266 Moers Bank 2013. The deliberation element serves to ensure that the jury believes the defendant acted deliberately, consciously, and not reflexively. ID. Yeah.